Hello, my babe. Welcome back. Whether you are watching on the YouTube channel or listening on the podcast, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, comment, all the things. So in this video, I'm going to be talking about some diet and health tips that I use on a regular basis. I'm going to talk about some of the stuff that I've tried, hasn't really worked, some of the stuff that I have tried and has worked. This is in response to a comment I got on my Instagram poll. So if you are trying to suggest content ideas, the best way to reach me is either through the comment section of my videos or on Instagram. With that being said, let's get right into it. So first of all, I'm going to address diet. Now, I have tried like so many diets. The keto, paleo, pescatarian, vegetarian. I dabbled with vegan a little bit. Carnivore diet. What else? I've done like the only eat rice diet. Like, I don't even remember at this point. I've tried literally every single fad diet that you see out there. And I will say to you that it really doesn't matter. The one thing that you can follow is to eat the most whole, unprocessed foods that you have access to. So cutting out certain foods that are very processed, like if you get frozen foods, if you get deep fried foods, if you get fast food, that is not like the most nutritious food, and it's very high in calories. So have you ever noticed that if you go to like, let's say a fast food restaurant and you order like what would be considered a regular meal, it doesn't really fill you up. Like maybe you're satisfied for a little bit, but then within an hour or two, you're already hungry again. You still got the calories, but you didn't get like the actual sustenance from the food. Whereas if you went and made that food at home with ingredients from the grocery store that are like whole unprocessed foods, you would be way more satisfied like throughout your day with the same kind of meal. So keeping that in mind, like you can have any kind of diet that you want, depending on like your health, depending on your personal preference, like eat whatever you want. Just make sure that it's whole foods and unprocessed foods. If you don't know what that is, it's like the stuff that you find at the store that is like original food, right? Like the original meat, the original fruits, the original vegetables, not like some refined thing that has been through like 5-10 steps of processing to get to you, right? Like the hamburger patties that you get at a fast food place are not like just the burger meat, right? There's other stuff mixed into it. They cook with certain oils that are very cheap, and it's just not gonna give you the most nutritional effect for the amount of calories that you're eating. Think about it like this. If you're trying to be at a regular weight, you have to have kind of like a balance between how many calories you consume and how many calories you use throughout your day. A lot of people like to supplement this through exercise. I love exercising. I don't exercise to lose weight because I do that through my diet. I do that through eating what my body needs and not overeating unless I feel like it, right? I'm very strategic. That's the thing. You don't have to be like super, what do you call it? Like restrictive. You don't have to restrict everything. At this point, I eat whatever I want. If I want dessert, I'll eat dessert. But the main foods that I eat throughout my week regularly are foods that sustain me and are good for me. So how do you figure out which foods are good for you? Well, listen to your body. Okay. Some people love like the Mediterranean diet. Eating Mediterranean diet is like eating olives, fish, fruits and vegetables that are popular in like Mediterranean food. I love Mediterranean food. It's not what I eat every single day, but I do notice that when I eat certain ingredients, like I just feel more full for a longer amount of time. So it's through your own experimentation that you'll find out which foods make you feel the best now and later. So track your body. You can do this by keeping a food journal and keeping track of everything you eat and then seeing how you feel the next day. It's usually not gonna affect us in that exact moment. Maybe we'll feel good in the moment, but then 5 hours later or the next day, we feel kind of sluggish and we don't know why. we think, oh, maybe we got bad sleep, this, that. Like, no, you probably just ate something that wasn't for you. So keep in mind that what may work for me may not work for you. What may work for you may not work for your parents, may not work for your family. So you need to like track your progress and see what foods make you feel the best. In terms of drinks and beverages, I just drink water. Like I will occasionally drink like coffee, teas, juice here and there, but 99% of the time I go to a restaurant, I order water. I'm at home, I drink water. Like if I drink any other beverage, it's for a purpose. Like if I drink coffee, it's because I want that caffeine energy or because I just want to taste the coffee. But don't make it a regular habit of drinking sodas, drinking like beverages that aren't just water. Like it's not necessary and it's empty calories because that kind of stuff doesn't really fill you up and it doesn't like, it just doesn't do it for me, you know? If you have a different opinion, fine, but I'm telling you what works for me. And that is drinking mainly water. It's the most refreshing, and I like to get my flavor out of food. So if I want some kind of flavor, some kind of thing, like I'll just eat the food that I want to eat. With that being said, you know, a couple weeks ago, I drank some orange juice, but I haven't drank soda in like so long. I can't even remember the last time I drank soda. So again, this is not something that I follow 100% of the time. It's all about balance. You never want to restrict yourself to the point where you feel like you're missing out. So if I ever do crave like a soda or a juice or something other than water, I will drink it. But at this point, I've trained my body to only crave like the best of the best. So I don't really crave that stuff that much. Like it's not something that I am always like, oh, I wish I could have soda, but no, I have to drink water. Like it's just never been a thing for me. So I can't really speak on that, but stop drinking so many sugary drinks. Like make sure that you're hydrating. And if you do, also drink water. So the biggest mistake I see people making is that they'll drink coffee, tea, soda, juice, and then not drink water because they think they're getting hydrated from all the juices and sodas. And while those do have water in them, you still have to supplement because all the other ingredients in that stuff is not the best for you. And so it's okay to drink it occasionally, but make sure that you're still hydrating yourself with water. So when I do drink orange juice or coffee or whatever, I have a glass of water next to it. I take one sip of this, one sip of that, right? So make sure that you are counterbalancing any destructive tendencies you have, any things that you do that maybe are not the healthiest. Make sure you are counteracting that with something equally healthy to kind of balance you out a little bit. Now, the magic key that I will deliver to you in terms of diet, something that regardless of what I eat, when I eat, how I eat, like doing this one thing has helped me lose over 30 pounds and keep it off. Even when I go through phases of eating junk food, eating fast food, drinking juice, drinking soda, not eating vegetables, this, that, whatever, I have always fasted. So intermittent fasting is basically where you fast every day if you want to for at least 16 hours. So what that would look like is you eat at noon and then you stop eating at 8 p.m. And so you go from 8 p.m. tonight until noon the next day without eating. Basically, you skip breakfast. So this is something that I have committed to completely. And I will say, like, as a woman, like when I'm going through certain cycles of my menstrual cycle, like I'll be hungrier than other times. So I don't always fast. Like there are days, maybe a few days out of the month, or maybe 4 or 5 days out of the month that I'm not fasting and I just eat whenever I feel like it because I don't want to deprive my body. You know if you really need food, okay? But I can safely say that skipping breakfast, 99% of the time, I feel fine, I feel great, and oftentimes I fast longer than that. So this week, if I look at my fasting calendar, I actually have this app that tracks my fast, so I'll let you know. Let's see if it tells me. Yeah, so today is Sunday. I'm already at 17 hours and I'm not hungry. So I've surpassed my 16 hours and I'm still like not even hungry. I'm probably gonna film this, edit the video, and then maybe I'll eat in an hour or so. Like, once you start doing this, you'll realize that you're not that hungry. And then when you do eat, you'll only crave like what's best for your body. Because when you're eating purely out of appetite, of course you want the junk food, of course you want the soda, of course you want the coffees, of course you want the juices, of course you want the processed foods, of course you want the fast food, of course you do. But when you don't eat for a certain amount of time, your body doesn't crave that crap anymore. Your body only wants what it needs. And so you can literally hack your diet this way, because you just fast for a little bit and then you'll crave whole foods. A way to know that you're actually hungry is if you crave solid foods. So if you're craving like chips, if you're craving dessert kind of foods, if you're craving like foods that are purely like taste really good, chances are you're not actually hungry. Chances are you're just like, you have an appetite, and that's okay. By the way, I still eat from my appetite. Like, I'll still eat when I just want to taste something good. I still eat desserts, I still do all the stuff. But like I said, the majority of the time I'm eating from a place of giving my body fuel and also eating what I like. I don't force myself to eat anything just because it's healthy. That's never something I've done, never something I'll do. I can safely say right now, I don't really eat that many vegetables. I feel great. I supplement any vitamins that I need through like multivitamins and things like that, which is another tip, I guess. See, this is the thing, like, I love making videos like this, but some of these habits that I have are so deeply ingrained that I forget this is a habit that I have, like taking vitamins every day. I almost forgot to mention that, but that is something that I do. Okay, wait. I was gonna tell you how much I was fasting. So on Monday, I fasted for 12 hours and 37 minutes. That was a couple of days before I got my period, so it's very consistent, because as a woman, usually the few days before you start is when you're like the most hungry, the most moody. That's when you get the most PMS. Then Tuesday, I was back on it, 18 hours, 39 minutes. Wednesday, I did 16 hours, 49 minutes. So a little bit less, but still on the minimum of 16 hours. On Thursday, 19 hours, 45 minutes. Damn, girl. On Friday, oh my God, on Friday, I did 23 hours and 55 minutes. When I tell you on Friday, I woke up and I was like on my computer working the whole day. I was not hungry at all. Next thing I know, it's like 8 o'clock and my babe's like, oh, what do you want for dinner? I'm like, dinner? What time is it? Oh shit, it's 8 o'clock. That's crazy. Yesterday, Saturday, I fasted for 20 hours and 32 minutes. And then today I'm already at 17 hours. So generally that's kind of what my weeks look like. 16 hours to 18 hours is like the average time. And then some days I'll do 22 hours, 23 hours. I feel great. I feel fine. And I notice that when I do eat like how I used to eat, like 3-4 meals a day, like breakfast and all that, I eat more in general. I'm more hungry for some reason. Like, I feel like I crave more food and I feel really bloated. So this is when I'm like going to the bathroom a lot, if you know what I mean, and like having to like sit on the toilet for a while because it's like so much food. And looking back, I realized like my body was just trying as hard as it could to process all the food I was eating. And so now I feel like everything's a lot smoother, if you know what I mean, and it's not as like stressful on my digestive system because I'm not overeating. I'm eating just as much as I need to eat. So I think starting off, if you've never done intermittent fasting, try just skipping breakfast. Like, try waking up and going to work out, or go do something to like distract yourself, and like just skip that first meal of the day. You will realize that you're not as hungry, because when you break the fast, when you eat, that like triggers more hunger for the rest of the day. At least that's my experience. So I realized that when I eat breakfast, I'm hungry within like 2 hours, and then 2 hours after that, and 2 hours after that. But then the days that I wait to eat and I fast, I don't get hungry. Like, I don't get hungry until it gets to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm ready to eat. With that being said, if you ever feel lightheaded, if you ever feel nauseous, if you ever feel like your stomach is making noises, eat, babe. Like, don't starve yourself. that's the one thing I want to stress to you. This intermittent fasting, it's not starving yourself. It's eating when you are actually in need of food instead of eating because society says you got to eat breakfast, you got to eat lunch, you got to eat dinner. No, eat whenever you really think you need to eat, okay? And of course, before you try any new diets, any new lifestyle changes, I'm legally required to tell you, consult your physician. Don't just follow my advice because you see that I'm pretty and skinny, okay? Like, do what you think is best for you. Consult whatever medical professional you trust and do your own research, okay? But with that being said, I personally love intermittent fasting. It has done wonders for me in like balancing out the rest of like my body, honestly. I feel like it really has helped cut out some of the excess garbage that I was eating, because now when I do get hungry, like I'm just hungrier for better foods. Like I'm not as quick to crave crappy foods, if that makes sense. So let's move on to exercise. All right, with exercise, I love exercising. I'm all about working out, but exercising needs to be a supplement. So your basic foundation is your diet. It's what you eat. Exercising goes on top of that. When I told you I lost about 30 pounds a couple years ago, I did that simply through my diet. The only exercise I did was I would go for walks occasionally. Like, it wasn't very consistent. It wasn't like a serious workout routine. I did not start working out until I had already lost the weight. Then I was like, okay, let me start toning up. Now that I'm like skinnier, let me start like lifting weights. All right. But until that point, I was not exercising. I was just like going for walks and random stuff that like, you know, regular day-to-day stuff, nothing crazy. But when I did start exercising, I have gone through phases of exercising 5-6 days a week, 1 day a week, 0 days a week. And at this point, I'm at like 3 days a week. But the exercise that I do is very intense. So I like to take classes, because if I go to myself in the gym, it'll take me longer to do what I need to do. So typically what my workout routines look like is I'll take some kind of HIIT class where they like almost kill me. Like, you want to challenge yourself. So make sure that whatever exercise you're doing, it's not something that's like whatever. In the beginning, to build that habit, you want to do something that comes easy to you. But as you have established the habit of exercising once, twice a week, 3 times a week, 4 times a week, then you upgrade and you say, okay, what actually is going to challenge me? And from there, you want to make sure that those 45 minutes, that hour that you're exercising, is intense. Okay, find whatever classes, whatever exercises work for you, but make sure that whatever that is, you are pushing yourself. The whole point of exercise is to make you strong, so you can go throughout your life feeling stronger, feeling healthier, feeling more capable, having better stamina. So use that same mindset when you're looking for a kind of workout. It's not some chore that you're doing. It should be a joy to work out. It should feel good. Like, even though when I lift, I'm like, oh, this is hard, like, it feels good to challenge myself. And as you work on that discipline of pushing yourself through exercise, you will find that it's a whole lot easier to do other things in your life. So if you have any other goals, like starting your business, finding a partner, making better friends, like whatever area of your life you're trying to upgrade, when you have that discipline that you create through daily exercise or weekly exercise, that discipline helps you in other areas of your life, especially with eating. Like, when I'm just doing like my fasting, that's great. But when I'm fasting and also exercising regularly, it makes the fasting so much easier, because it's like that willpower has been exercised. Like, I have the willpower because I'm pushing myself exercising, right? So all these things tie in together to make you live your best life and your healthiest life. Right now, my routine for exercise is, like I said, 3 days a week. 2 out of the 3 days, I'll typically take some kind of exercise class, maybe like a butt exercise class or ab class, something like that. Usually it's like HIIT, like really fast paced, really hardcore kind of workout. And usually they're low weight. So when you take a HIIT class, you're not going to be using heavy weights. You're just going to be using smaller weights, but you're going to have a lot of repetitions and a lot of intensity to it. So it will feel really hard, even though it's less weights. And then one day out of the week, I like to go into the gym by myself and just lift heavier weights, because that helps build your muscle while the HIIT classes help you tone and get stamina. So it's different things. As you work out, you'll realize like how different kinds of exercise help different areas of your fitness. But again, as long as you've committed to every week doing a certain amount of exercises and pushing yourself, you'll be fine. You will be okay. You know your body. You know what your best looks like. So don't compare yourself to someone else. Just figure out what standard you want to have for yourself and how you measure health. So oftentimes people are like, oh, I want the diet tips, I want the health tips, but they don't have a goal. Like, what is your goal? Is there an ideal weight? Is there some way you want to look in the when you see in the mirror? Like, do you want to fit a certain size clothing? Are you trying to have some kind of goal? Like, oh, I want to be able to run a mile in 5 minutes, or like find a goal that means something to you. Because if you're just exercising just to exercise, you don't have a goal, you have nothing that you're working towards, like what's the point? My goal at this point is to push myself and get stronger. Since I already got to my target weight and I'm already at the size and shape and figure that I want to be at, it's just about maintaining at this point. So now I just focus on pushing myself and making sure that I feel challenged. So that's my goal right now. And I make sure that every time I go to work out, even though I'm like, oh, I know this is gonna be so hard, but I gotta do it. And I push myself, and then I leave the class feeling very good, very accomplished, because I did something and pushed myself past what I thought I could do. So I already told you, you drink a lot of water, eat whole unprocessed foods, intermittent fasting, exercise, take vitamins if necessary. I suggest taking some kind of like daily vitamin with like the basic vitamins for you, simply because that helps you just feel good about making sure that your body's getting all the nutrients it needs. And keep in mind that your body can't absorb all of the vitamins that you take. So it's probably gonna discard most of it, but it will keep what it needs. So I take a daily vitamin, like a probiotic for my gut health and for my menstrual health. I take biotin, 'cause it's good for like your hair. I don't know if it works or not, but I take it 'cause period, I just do it. That's what people say. I also take, what else? I take a biotin, a probiotic. Oh, and I also take a couple of random vitamins. Like occasionally I'll take like a D3 vitamin, or I'll take like an iron vitamin, or I'll add in a vitamin C. Like I really play around with this stuff because like I said, your body can't absorb all the vitamins you take. Chances are you're probably just gonna discard most of it, but it will keep what it needs to keep. Which brings me to the final most important health tip that you can have. That is your mindset. Having a mindset of health is so important. If you are a hypochondriac, a hypochondriac is like a psychological disorder of someone that basically is making up problems, and because of their faith that something is gonna go wrong, they like creates all sorts of like health problems within themselves. So you can do your own research on this. I'm not trying to, diagnose you. It's just a word that you can use to kind of understand what it means, but you don't want to constantly think that something bad is gonna happen. So if you feel like there's something that you're not doing good for your health, then you need to change it immediately. Because if you believe something that you're doing is bad for you, it will be bad for you. Even if for me, it's not bad for me because I don't believe that, it could be bad for you, right? So you want to make sure that your mindset is aligned with health. Everything that you are doing, consuming, being, having is associated with health, in your mind. And if it's something that's not associated with health, you need to cut it out or you need to find something else to do, right? I like to use reduce, reuse, recycle. I know it has to do with like waste. I'm sure you've probably heard that phrase before, reduce, reuse, recycle. It's about like garbage and stuff. Like you're supposed to reduce the amount of stuff you use. You're supposed to like reuse containers and you're supposed to recycle your plastics and metals and things like that. I like to use it in terms of mindset. So you reduce the amount of negative beliefs that you have, the amount of exposure you have to like unnecessary germs or things that you think are unhealthy. You reduce it as much as you possibly can. You reuse all the positive energy, all the things that you think are associated with health. So for me, that would be drinking water, intermittent fasting, exercising, taking vitamins, keeping a positive mindset. I reuse those things over and over again because I associate those things with health. So I'm going to focus on those things and amplify my gratitude and amplify my health because I do more of that thing. And then you're going to recycle any things that you think are bad, but that you want to keep in your life. So you're going to find some kind of perspective that will serve you. Of course, there is science and there are things that are objectively bad for you, right? Do your research. Make sure that you are looking at both sides of the argument. Just as much as there is evidence that something is bad for you, there's probably going to also be evidence that it's good for you. You have to research that and make your own decision. Because remember, all of these scientific studies are just that. They're scientific studies. They're experiments. They may not be objective truths. They may apply to a lot of people, but they may not apply to you. So you need to look at all the information out there, understand it, and then decide what is best for you and act accordingly. The most important thing is your belief and your faith. If you have faith that the things that you are doing are good for your health, you will be healthy. If you believe the things that you are doing are bad for you, you will not be healthy. You will have issues come up. Okay? And from a spiritual perspective, if you're constantly surrounding yourself by negative energy, by people that are toxic, or you are not filtering your thoughts properly, you're not making sure that you have a positive, healthy mindset, that will affect your health indirectly. You won't even realize it, but it'll affect your health. I'm sure you've heard this before, but a lot of these like health problems can be traced back to a mindset. It can be traced back to a belief. There is no right or wrong way of living. Different ways work for different people. It really comes down to what those people believe about what they're doing. So making sure that your mindset is on point means that you are doing everything you can internally and externally. So how you are living your life is by saying, okay, what do I need to do to be healthy? What do I think healthy requires? And then you're going to do all that you can physically to maintain that faith. So I believe that I am healthy. I believe that eating whole foods, drinking water keeps me healthy. So I'm going to do everything that I can do to maintain that faith. Therefore, I'm going to eat as healthy as I can possibly eat according to what I believe is healthy. I'm going to exercise in the way that I think is the most healthy, and I'm going to continue to do that, right? So align your actions with your beliefs or change your beliefs. Those are your two options. But when it comes to your mindset, that's probably one of the most important things, because there's people out here that are physically fine, right? But they have created all sorts of mental health problems, physical health problems, simply because they don't have faith in their health. They don't have faith in anything. They're listening to all the external advice and they don't make a decision on what they believe. So everything is dangerous. Everything is unhealthy. Everything is a risk. You don't want to see everything around you as a risk. So if that's a way that you feel right now, like you need to do more research about it until you find something that works for you. All right. With that being said, so much more can go into this video. I can literally keep talking for hours about this, but I think that pretty much sums it up in terms of like my daily tips for like health and wellness and diet. if you have any questions or you want me to elaborate on anything I said, feel free to let me know in the comments below. With that being said, in terms of upgrading your mindset, there's so many different resources for inner work. I've created courses for different areas of inner work, whether you're trying to like have a more positive mindset, whether you're trying to launch your online business, whether you're trying to get into like journaling, or maybe you just need someone to talk to, you want to chat with me and see how we can like create a plan for you that works. All those resources are linked in the description. I'm here for you. Otherwise, feel free to go binge watch the rest of my videos. I post so much free value on here, as well as on my Instagram and TikTok. So I love you. I hope you have a great day. Happy Sunday. Mwah.